From the Rockies to the East Coast, bitter cold continues to grip much of the country. In the Northeast, it's so cold, the ocean along the shore is frozen solid. The Coast Guard is running ice-breaking ships through Boston Harbor to let commuter boats pass. As the temperatures have plunged, thousands of homeless people in the Boston area are seeking shelter at a time when shelters and day programs have reduced their services because of state budget cuts. From WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Meyerhoff reports.
Even in freezing temperatures, there are still homeless people who choose to spend their days and nights outside. Diana is trying to get her friend Donald to go into a detox program. They both spend most of their time on a heating grate outside the Boston Public Library.
No, I haven't been in the day shelters. They are very crowded.
There is fierce competition among homeless people during this frigid weather. Competition for a bed to sleep in for the night, a seat to sit in for a free lunch, even for toiletries, says Greg, a homeless man who's hunched over a plate of American chop suey at a day shelter.
For everything, everything, to get a toothbrush. To go to the bathroom. Do you know what it's like? You know, you're already dancing and there's a line.
Greg, who wouldn't give his last name, spends most of his day indoors here at St. Francis House, the largest day shelter program in Boston.
It's a warm place to stay, but all the services I used to, participate in, when the weather was warmer, I can't participate because I don't get here early enough in the morning.
That's because Greg works a part-time job and sleeps at another shelter. He says when St. Francis House was less crowded, he used to go to the free medical clinic, use the art room, and telephone. Next door to the cafeteria, about 50 men and women crowd into the atrium. Julio Cesar is playing checkers at one of the tables with his friend. Cesar says there's no need to be outside in this very cold weather when there's somewhere else to go. And even though it's crowded, he says it's comfortable. The weather is not the only reason homeless shelters are so crowded. In Massachusetts, state funding for homeless services was cut this fiscal year by 15%. Many state-funded night shelters chose to cut their daytime services instead of eliminate much-needed beds. That means during this cold weather, the pressure is on day shelters such as St. Francis House, says Deputy Director Karen LaFrasia.
It's a domino effect that just reverberates back and forth. As emergency shelter beds are eliminated, and there certainly has been a decline in the number of beds people have, there are more people sleeping on the street. The more people sleeping on the street, the more people seeking day services.
St. Francis House is opening at 6 a.m., an hour earlier, to let in people who choose to sleep outside with wind chill factors below zero. This year, there are more than 300 fewer shelter beds in Massachusetts because of the budget cuts. The combination of cuts and cold weather has led to long lines for beds, says Lyndia Downey, president of the largest night shelter in Boston, the Pine Street Inn.
I think the anxiety level, especially this week, when people understand if they don't get in, they might not make it. There's been fierce competition for beds. People are lining up, hours ahead of when we're giving out the beds, just to make sure they get one.
Pine Street doesn't have enough beds for the demand, so they let more than 100 men sleep on blankets in the lobby. It's a temporary solution to a problem that's been exacerbated by the severe weather. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff in Boston.